I resolved to become a jungle doctor. By Albert Schweitzer, 1875 to 1965. On October 13th, 1905, a Friday, I dropped into a letterbox in the Avenue de la Grande Armée in Paris. Letters to my parents and to some of my most intimate acquaintances, telling them that at the beginning of the winter term, I should enter myself as a medical student in order to go later on to Equatorial Africa as a doctor. The plan, which I meant now to put into execution, had been in my mind for a long time, having been conceived so long ago as my student days. It struck me as incomprehensible that I should be allowed to lead such a happy life, while I saw so many people around me wrestling with care and suffering. Even at school, I had felt stirred whenever I got a glimpse of the miserable home surroundings of some of my schoolfellows and compared them with the absolutely ideal conditions in which we children of the parsonage at Gunsbach lived, while at the university, and enjoying the happiness of being able to study, and even to produce some results in science and art, I could not help thinking continually of others who were denied that happiness by their material circumstances or their health. Then one brilliant summer morning, I settled with myself before I got up that I would consider myself justified in living until I was 30 for science and art, in order to devote myself from that time forward to the direct service of humanity. Many a time already had I tried to settle what meaning lay hidden for me in the saying of Jesus, "Whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it." Now the answer was found. In addition to the outward, I now had inward happiness.